Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
Uber's latest problem. Who's running the company now that the CEO has taken a leave of absence?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. After a series of scandals and setbacks, Uber CEO Travis Kalanick is taking a leave of absence to regroup. The problems were capped by the recent death of his mother in a boating accident that left his father seriously hurt. So the question now is, who is in charge of running the ride-hailing service? Joining us is Wall Street Journal management reporter Kelsey G. So, Kelsey, I guess the answer to that question is a lot of people.
Yeah, it is a lot of people. It's 14 different executives that represent totally different areas of the business, whether that's human resources or legal. And it seems like it's going to be an interesting experiment where they run by committee.
And Kelsey, isn't Uber in need of a whole bunch of other executives, such as chief financial officer and chief operating officer? In other words, they have this whole committee of people supposedly running the company, and they don't really have the conventional structure for running a company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's what makes this so challenging and so interesting from the outside, too. This is a company that really had a strong entrepreneur leader driving this company for years. And it seems like it's going to be a challenge for this committee of 14 people to steer the ship while they're in need of so many other C-level positions being filled.
Isn't his management style not only to, be the top dog, but to play his subordinates off each other?
It seems like, there's really very much a culture at Uber of, what some people would refer to as toe-stepping. People really are encouraged to make tough decisions that they make calls on themselves. And it's interesting because some of the management researchers that I talked to said this is kind of a Game of Thrones or like a Lord of the Flies type situation.
Be specific. Why is that the case?
So in Game of Thrones, and I don't watch the show, but yeah. So this is explained to me, actually. There are a whole bunch of dueling families that are competing for the Iron Throne. And they all sort of strategize independently of one another in order to create allyships to play off of one another in order to get the one top leadership seat. And while that's maybe a little bit more dramatic than what we'll actually see in the corporate world, it seems like there could be a scenario playing out where there are folks who are more sort of in line with Travis's vision of what this company ought to look like going forward, as Uber 2.0. And then there are other camps, in this company that might see a different path forward. And it's human nature that, 14 people trying to come to consensus in a room are more likely to fall in line with like two or three or four of these people being the loudest voices in the room.
I'm speaking with Kelsey G., management reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Tech News Briefing.
This podcast is sponsored by HSBC. When it's time to take your business international or take your international presence to a whole new level, HSBC has the network to connect you to the world. Search HSBC International to learn more.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Kelsey, isn't the history of business successes where rule has been split pretty spotty?
It really is. There's not a ton of precedents for a situation like this, especially not a lot of precedents that's particularly successful. So, even co-CEOs in the past have been pretty spotty in terms of their successes. And there have been pretty high-profile examples of that configuration of leadership really sort of falling apart. Or boards choosing to break that apart. So Whole Foods was run by co-CEOs for a while. There was a sort of like the visionary leader and the one who was a little bit more pragmatic. That can be a dynamic that works out sometimes. But, so far what we've seen in terms of companies that try to run by committee or, run by cluster, it can be really complicated. Like if you have to make a tough decision about, who to hire, how many emails do you have to send back and forth? Or like how many phone calls do you have to set up for one person or for one decision to get made ultimately.
And I guess the final question would be, can Uber winnow down the number of people in charge of making decisions to, say, two, or is that even a risk?
Yeah, I mean, it really remains to be seen, how ultimately decisions end up getting made here. They've got a bunch of tough ones ahead of them. And it seems like, as soon as some of these C-level positions get filled, the process may get streamlined a bit. But it's still pretty early days. It seems like we still have a lot to learn about what's in store for the executives that are still in the job.
And we should say this comes as an investigation is just wrapped up. I think it was by former Attorney General Eric Holder about a sexual harassment scandal, a suit that somebody had filed. So Uber is really going through a lot of turbulence.
Yeah, it really is. And some of these questions have to do with culture, and some of them have to do with Travis's leadership. And so it remains to be seen whether taking Travis out of, out of the hot seat for a while really, rights the ship here.
Wall Street Journal management reporter Kelsey G, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's Tech News Briefing. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make sure to check out the Future of Everything podcast, because the future is closer than you think. All new episodes each Friday in June. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.